Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show, hour number two of our time together here on a Friday. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys, Austin Bechtold producing behind the glass. We will get to Ray Fittipaldo shortly. Ray's brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray teed up.
He's ready to go.
All right, let's do it. Let's bring in Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jason. I'm doing good.
All right, there he is. I didn't see you on my screen, and now I do. All right, so let's kick around the schedule a little bit. I'm sure you're sick of talking a bit about it, but a couple questions. What's the most concerning games or area of it for you, Ray?
I mean, it's got to be that December-January stretch where you're playing four playoff teams from the 2024 field in your final six games. And, you know, that Detroit game is on the road. One of those Baltimore games is on the road. So it shapes up very similar to last season. I think that's a tough final stretch. So last year they were 10-3 before they got to that stretch. They still squeezed in. I think they're probably going to have to be in a similar spot this coming season if they want to make the playoffs here again.
Yeah. Why do you think the NFL does that, Ray? Is that just you want to create parity down the stretch, divisions? Is it the idea the Steelers have maybe slipped and they're looking up at more teams? What goes into that?
Nah, I mean, I think they always want to schedule division games at the end of the season. They've admitted that. So that definitely is trying to, you know, get good matchups at the end of the season. But, you know, the fact that you get Philadelphia and Kansas City at the end last year and you get Buffalo in Detroit at the end this year, I tend to think that's a little bit more random. You know, those games are always going to be on national TV, but I don't think it's anything on the part of the NFL where they want to, you know, screw the Steelers or anything like that. I just think those non-divisional games, that's just how it works out sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing that card. I'm just curious that, you know, you would think you might want a division game earlier in the season. Maybe they're getting that on the Thursday night with the Bengals. I just find it a little bit odd that they're clustered that much at the end. But I also understand what you're saying. I'm certainly not disagreeing.
I mean, they used to do that. I mean, you used to get heavy division games in September, October. They just don't do that anymore. They think it's far more dramatic to have those games at the end of the season.
Sure. All right. So this impacts us directly, Ray. Travel plans over to Ireland. We had a meeting about this, both thinking that the Steelers were going to be over there a lot earlier than they are. They're just going over Friday. You're closer to the situation than me. Why aren't they going over earlier?
That's the NFL's call. The NFL tells both teams when to show up, so they don't want any competitive advantages or disadvantages if teams wanted to go early or anything like that. Now, there will be a Steelers contingent, you know, ownership. You know, the Rooneys will obviously go out early. But as far as I know, the team is going to practice here in Pittsburgh through Thursday, probably early Thursday. Then they'll jump on a plane, get to Ireland, and they'll practice there on Friday and then walk through Saturday. Normal run up to the game, you know, for that Sunday kickoff.
Okay. I'm a little surprised by that, man. I thought they'd want the players over there, like try to convince them to spend a week in Ireland, but I guess you want to keep things as normal as possible.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, they do have a game the Sunday before that. So asking those guys to do all their treatment over there. I do understand why the NFL wants to keep that routine for them. Now, it is interesting. Last time, 2013, when the Steelers went over there, a lot of players complained they were jet lagged and they didn't feel real good. And kind of took them a half to get into that game against the Vikings in 2013. You could sit here and say that's an excuse. The Vikings played just fine early in that game. But, you know, just using it as an example, the Steelers did have some complaints about that. So it will be interesting to see if they have any remedies for that this time around. Do they change their schedule up once they get there? You know, is there more downtime? How do you deal with that jet lag this time around? That'll be a storyline leading up to that game for sure.
Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys. Ray Fittipaldo is my guest. You can follow Ray on Twitter at RayFit1. Obviously, read his work at post-gazette.com. Ray, is there – I was asked this, I think it was with the podcast I do with Adam Bittner. Is there a start that the Steelers could have that would make you feel better about their chances? And I don't think there is for me. Is there for you? Like if you look at their schedule, if they're 7-1, 10-1, is there anything that would get you to believe that, like, they're okay?
I think if they go 6-2, I think they would be fine. You know, Mike Tomlin's teams, you know, generally, you know, they could have some struggles down the stretch like they had last season, but it would be very rare for them to totally fall on their face in the second half of the season. So, yeah, I mean, I think if they're 6-2 at the halfway point, you put yourself in really good position. I think they would be right there. Obviously, that final stretch, you'd have to do a little bit better, and that's not saying much than what they did last year. But, I think four games over 500 at the halfway point, you're in a good spot to make the playoffs.
So one of our coworkers, Ray, Jerry Dulac, said in his chat that Mike Tomlin was, quote, behind it and, quote, all in on it with George Pickens and trading George. I don't doubt that. Obviously, Jerry is way more plugged in than I am. But what do you think got Tomlin there? I mean, last season we were hearing him sort of like defend. Maybe that's just how he's handling himself publicly. But, you know, what do you think changed with Mike?
I think Mike's always going to have his players' backs publicly. But, I mean, you know, you had the stuff early in the season that we reported about showing up late for work repeatedly. Then you have it happen the day of a game on Christmas Day. I think that sort of stuff weighs on a coach, and I think that's an issue for him coaching other players in that locker room. You know, everybody else is all in trying to help a team get to the playoffs and win in the playoffs, and you have this guy who's not really engaged with the process. And Jason, there are tons of other things that took place over the last couple of years. Not giving effort in the running game as a blocker, not always running the right route. So, I mean, to point to one thing, there's not just one thing, but I would tend to think that the tardiness, and especially being tardy for a game in a game of that importance, is probably something that maybe put him over the edge.
Yeah, it just adds up. You don't want to deal with it. I don't blame Tomlin one bit. The fallout of that, though, Ray, I'd argue they have a hole at wide receiver, whether they get a 2, a 3, something like that. Is that what you're expecting? And what type of receiver, if they do go wide receiver shopping, might they look to add?
I think they're going to wait to see if Aaron Rodgers signs. And then if Aaron Rodgers signs, you know, you kind of go out and fit somebody who's going to fit with him. You know, you don't want to just go out now and sign the biggest name out there, whether that's a Keenan Allen or – you know, a Gabe Davis, and not that Gabe Davis is a huge name, but Gabe Davis had some productive years when he was in Buffalo. And, you know, you can sit here and say Josh Allen made him. And listen, maybe, you know, his one season in Jacksonville, you know, maybe that's the truth, but that guy has put up numbers over the years. So there's guys out there with good numbers, but honestly, I think you want to get the right fit for Aaron Rodgers. And everyone keeps coming back to Alan Lazard. We don't even know if he's available yet, but, you know, with the Jets, but that would be a good fit. Obviously, that experience with Rodgers. So I think they're fine waiting for Aaron Rodgers. I think they're fine waiting for a receiver too. There's a reason these receivers are out there. I think some of them are sitting back and waiting to see the right opportunity come along. Maybe they're sitting back and waiting for some injuries to sign in training camp. Listen, if I was Keenan Allen, I was 33 years old, I wouldn't be in a hurry to get to OTAs. And Amari Cooper's in the same boat, right? I mean, that guy doesn't need to show up in the spring or in minicamp in June. So I think those guys will be out there late June, July, and I think they'll have plenty of opportunities to go out and get a guy once Aaron Rodgers does sign.
Couple more minutes with Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Again, follow Ray on Twitter at RayFit1. Read his work at post-gazette.com. One serious question, then a fun one, Ray. We were talking about Mike Tomlin and what has contributed to kind of the Steelers not being where anybody wants them to be. You know, phrase that how you want, underperforming, not winning in the playoffs, whatever. Has it been more scheme with Tomlin? Has it been more the message getting stale, you know, a motivating thing? Or has it been more the CEO stuff and maybe not drafting guys as well? I know you wrote about that 2022 draft and there are very few pieces left. I'm guessing that might be a route you'd go, but like what has contributed to the downfall?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like the one thing I was surprised with when I wrote that article, you know, Sports Information Solutions had the Steelers ranked 19th. And, you know, for people who haven't read that article yet, I mean, basically you're getting credit for George Pickens because George Pickens, you know, was a good contributor for the past three seasons. But there were like 12 other teams who drafted worse that year, Jason. That's pretty hard to do when Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, DeMarvin Leal, and, you know, who else is, you know, your top three or four picks, you know, in that draft. So, you know, to answer your question, yes, it's the drafting, and Mike is deeply involved in that. But there's a lot more to it as well. I mean, it's hard to sit here and explain away how you – fall behind 28-0 in playoff games. I mean, that's scheme related. You could you could say that's message related too. He's not getting these guys up and prepared for games. So it's not one thing, but I think there's a lot going on there. And I think it's scheme, it's drafting, it's the whole nine yards.
All right. So the fun one, Adam Crowley had this take this morning, Ray, and I thought it was terrible. He said New York City is overrated. He doesn't like New York City. You and I talked about the Big East tournament earlier this season. I think you're a pro New York guy. That's a bad take, right?
Yeah.
Or are you anti-New York too?
Nah, listen, it was when I was going up there, you know, Pitt was in the Big East championship playing on Saturday night almost every single year. That place was hopping with Pittsburgh people. But you can go to New York any time of the year, it's going to be hopping and you're going to find something to do. So I'm not sure where Adam got that take, but I'm a big New York City guy whenever I get the chance.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
To take a visit.
Absolutely. Same deal. Thanks so much, Ray. Always a pleasure. Have a good one. Talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Jason. We'll see you.
All right. Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette does excellent work. Again, follow him at RayFit1. Check out that piece he wrote about the disintegration. Maybe that's the right way of putting it, from the 2022 draft. I also used the word demise. I want to edit myself in hindsight. I didn't like that. 67-47-2, that's the Steelers' record over the past seven seasons, or since 2018. I'm not calling that a demise. I'm not explaining away the lack of playoff success. Obviously, that's unacceptable, and they've gotten clobbered in playoff games and criticized away, but I don't think that's a demise. So just trying to cut that one right down the middle and use my words as well as I can. Thank you so much to Ray. Always a pleasure. Again, Ray's awesome. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. My biggest takeaway from that limits, Ray saying 6-2 and he'd feel better about their chances.
My biggest takeaway was Ray saying that they rarely fall flat on their face.
I know.
Ray, they did it last year. Like, it was just months ago where they fell flat on their face. Like, I would not be surprised if they did it again, given who they're facing on the schedule. It would not surprise me.
Well, all right. Yeah. I see what you're saying, falling flat on their face. I think Ray is saying that, like, the wheels don't come off. Like, I think what he was trying to say is Mike Tomlin has, if you're going to give him credit, doesn't lose a team very much, right? Like,
he shouldn't lose it at all.
I know. I know Ray pretty well, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, criticize him, because he knows a ton and he's smart and a great dude. I know what he was getting at, but yeah, like, that did sound funny. I mean, they do not finish seasons great sometimes,
they haven't, other than the Mason year. In recent years. I mean, when's the last time that they finished strong going into the playoffs? 2020, they limped in. They limped into the playoffs last year. The Mason year, he bailed them out right around Christmas time. Other than that, they've floundered at the end.
Yeah.
They have not been, that 11-0 season completely fell flat on their face.
Yeah.
And this is all just recently in the last 5-6 years.
And that's why if they would go 6-2, shoot, if they would go 8-0, I don't feel any differently. I don't think I would feel confident in this team until after the regular season.
No, I would not.
Or maybe like 13 or 14 games I might allow myself to start thinking it's real.
Because how many, like, really good contenders do they play in the first 9 weeks?
Right.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I think the Patriots will be improved. The Browns are the Browns. The Bengals are a contender. Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy I don't think is in that category. Sam Darnold is going to take a little bit of time with Seattle. And the Jets are the Jets. So you're not going to get too much of a litmus test for them until you loop back around with the Chargers, playoff team, Bengals could be a playoff team, probably will be, have a chance to threaten for the division, Bears will be improved, Buffalo's Buffalo, and the Lions, I think, are going to the Super Bowl. I think it'll probably be a Lions-Bills Super Bowl, and you have to play both of those teams.
Are you a Seinfeld fan?
No.
You sound like Jerry Seinfeld. He does a bit where he's like, if you repeat the same two words in a sentence, you can say that with confidence. It is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. The Jets are the Jets. The Bills are the Bills.
And that's what I did. The Browns are the Browns and the Jets are the Jets.
That's right.
That's the thing, Jason. I mean, those should be games that you win.
I get you.
They're probably going to split with the Browns again because they just... Cleveland has been a house of horrors with Jameis Winston and DTR beating them in recent years.
I know.
I think it's going to be flipped this year. I think they lose the Browns home game and they win in Cleveland. Kenny Pickett revenge game. I picked it yesterday.
Yep.
13-9, the Browns beat the Steelers with Kenny Pickett at quarterback.
Good one.
13-9.
I like that. What do you have them going?
10-7.
Yeah.
Which, with Rodgers, I think they're a 9-8, 10-7 team. Without Rodgers, I think they're a 6, maybe 7 win team.
Yeah. I had them, and I don't believe this stuff. Like, there's still so much information to gather between now and week one. But I had them beating Cleveland twice, had them winning at home against Cincinnati, against Seattle, Chicago, Indianapolis, New England, the Jets, and Miami. Had them losing to Baltimore twice, losing at Cincinnati, at Detroit, home against Buffalo, Chargers, Green Bay, and Vikings going 9-8. They can go 10-7. Those games can be flipped. I don't understand the whole, I mean, I'll jump in front of my next point, but like this whole 0-6 narrative with Dan Orlovsky. What are you talking about?
Well, he did say if Mason was the quarterback.
I don't care. My opinion doesn't change.
I disagree with him pretty strongly on that. Like, they're going to win a couple of games in that stretch.
Yes.
Especially when you're playing a lot of young quarterbacks or quarterbacks in new places. Justin Fields, new place. Darnold, new place. Early in the season, first 2 weeks. Drake May, young quarterback, sure, it's in his building. J.J. McCarthy's first 4 games of the season, you'll play him in game 4. Who knows who the Browns quarterback is? 0-6. I mean, the Bengals game on the road, yeah, Thursday night, I think they could easily lose that one. They're not starting 0-6,
no.
Even if they had Mason.
No, I mean, that's silly. And it's also discounting all of the stuff that the Steelers have done to improve their team. Like, that's something you would expect an angry Yinzer and Troy Hill to say. Like, you're starting 0-6, I don't care what you tell me. Like, that doesn't even make sense if you look at their schedule.
No, it doesn't.
Look at their Week 7 game.
You're not stacking Buffalo and Detroit, Baltimore and Cincinnati all together. Green Bay.
Right. They're going to start 0-6, but then they're going to go into Cincinnati on a Thursday night and win there. Yeah, that's when they're going to figure it out. Thanks, Dan.
That's the thing. Like, that Bengals game, I would be surprised if they win it because they play Cleveland that Sunday before. So an AFC North battle, as physical as the Cleveland game is, it's not the Baltimore game physicality-wise, but still, then you got to turn around and play the Bengals, another divisional game? That's going to be, I think that's probably the most underrated difficult part of the schedule. Back-to-back divisional games in, what, 4 days? That could be something that ends up being pretty tricky for them.
Yep. I agree. There's a lot of incongruent thought there. I don't totally understand it. But, I mean, I just look at this team, Austin. This isn't an 0-6 team. And then you're like, they're not going to win their next 11 games, so they're not going to go 11-6. Orlovsky's saying that if you're going to go 0-6, you're probably going to finish with like 4 wins. This is not a 4-win football team.
No.
It's not. I don't think it's any better than a 10-7. Get knocked around in the first round of the playoffs, but it's not a 4-win football team.
Well, depending on injuries and who your quarterback is, it could be a 6-win football team. Could be 7. I can see it.
That's true for a lot of teams, though. Injuries,
right. Well,
depth,
I mean, that's what happened with San Francisco.
You don't have quarterback figured out. Right.
But let's say hypothetically Mason is their quarterback. How many games do they win?
Is everybody healthy?
Within reason.
Okay. I'm not like, you're not saying like, you know, lose DK Metcalf for the year.
Yeah, TJ Watt out for the year, Cam Hayward.
If everybody's healthy within reason, Mason Rudolph's their quarterback, I think they could win 9 games. 8-9 games. I do.
My mind changes on one of the Baltimore games. I think Baltimore would probably sweep them.
I have them losing both.
And it would probably change on the Seattle. It would probably change on the Vikings game or the Seattle game. And maybe one more.
Yeah.
I still think they're a 7-win team with Mason, which I don't think would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
You position yourself for next year's quarterback.
Pony said this yesterday. I thought it was really good every once in a while. You know, clock's right twice a day. No, I'm just kidding, Pony. I love you. Them completely falling on their face next season would not be a bad thing.
Not at all.
Like, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign here and they win 4 games and Orlovsky's right and you just have a total reset and you don't have to spend your assets next year to get a premium pick and get that quarterback, fine with it.
Here's the thing. Like, I am low-key rooting for that. Now, at the same time, I'm not going to go into every game and just be like, man, I really hope that Chris Boswell blows this kick and the Steelers lose.
Right.
Like, no, that's just not within human nature. It's not within my nature.
You want one or the other.
Right.
If you guys are going to figure it out and win, hey, great. That's everybody's preferred option.
Like, I want to see Rodgers take this team to the playoffs and actually have a viable chance, not completely limp in again.
Sure.
And a 73-0 first quarter score gets piled on to like 90-0. That, or I want to see them just be bad to get a quarterback next year. Now, I don't think they're going to be a 4-win team. They're just too much talent on this roster. But that would not be bad for them. It really wouldn't be. I don't think it would. Like, if things fall apart and they get into that position to draft a quarterback, you sacrifice 1 year for the next 10, 15. As long as you hit on the pick, which is a key caveat to this, as long as you hit on the quarterback, it would be worth it.
I'm with you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. We'll go out to the fan hotline in just a few minutes and get some of your phone calls. Austin Bechtold producing, doing all the hard work behind the glass. But first, you yell at the radio while listening to us because you think you can do better. You can maybe do better than me. We also have an opportunity for you to try and prove it. Come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday, June 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. and take part in our next Up on the Fan talent search. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try and find the next top host in Pittsburgh. We'll pick two winners from each location and we go to, and one final winner will be the newest part-time talent added to our roster. For more information, including dates and location, visit 937thefan.com. All right, let's go out to Terry in West Virginia, wants to talk about Mason Rudolph. What's up, Terry?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a quick point. Really, whether Aaron Rodgers is here or not, let's just say he doesn't come here for whatever reason. So the win-loss record for this year, there shouldn't be a big difference because the defense got upgraded. I think it's better than it was last year. And there's not a huge – I think Mason Rudolph's a better quarterback than Justin Fields. I mean, he's at least going to get rid of the ball and push the ball down the field. Where Justin Fields, yes, he's fast and can run, but I'll take Mason over Justin every day.
Limits, would you take Mason over Justin Fields?
No, I would not.
I don't think I would either. I'm not trying to – well, I guess I am trying to disagree with you, Terry. I think it's circumstantial too. Like if you gave me Justin Fields for $8 million or Mason for $8 million over two, I'm going to take Justin Fields. Now, if you're telling me $40 million for Justin Fields, I'd rather take Mason Rudolph for eight. So I think there's some circumstances there.
Why would you take Justin Fields? I mean, he holds the ball too long.
For $8 million, I think he can do more that is in line with a modern NFL offense. I don't think we've seen everything that he can do.
But that doesn't always matriculate to wins, though. I mean, if it wasn't for the defense last year, Justin Fields wouldn't have been 3-0.
Right, but what has really Mason Rudolph done for the bulk of his career? Has he been a world beater for all of it?
He's won three very important games on the stretch when he had a chance and put us in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What Justin Fields do? He got taken off the field with a winning record because he was never the answer for Pittsburgh.
No, because they brought in Russell Wilson and they had to play Russell Wilson, which I understand.
They didn't have to.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't have to, but it was the right choice.
He was the first I mean, he was the first domino to fall. They added Justin Fields after they added Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has a much larger resume than Justin Fields. He was going to get to play. They should have went back to Justin Fields. I'm not saying Justin Fields is the second coming, but you're making him out to be terrible, Terry. He's not.
We didn't score more than 17 points when Justin Fields was on the field. He didn't score more than 3 passing touchdowns the entire time he played as the starting quarterback. And he has never in his entire career showed that he's ever going to be anything more than somebody that's fairly incompetent in deciding when to slide for first downs and how much yardage he needs. And he's got talent. He's got arm talent. He can't throw the ball with touch. I mean, come on, guys. Like, yeah, I get it. There's potential there. But it's like we're so starved for quarterbacks around here. It's like we're looking at 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, and we're debating Justin Fields or Mason Rudolph.
Well, it's not we, like, Terry. I mean, the NFL world gave Justin Fields a $40 million contract. The NFL world gave Mason Rudolph an $8 million contract. They think differently of the two quarterbacks. Like, we're not crazy for having that opinion. One makes $32 million more than the other.
So the NFL world never makes any mistakes, huh?
No, that's not what I said. But I'm saying having the opinion...
Well, you're using that as the crutch, though.
I'm using
you're
that as a
NFL
contributing
world.
Argument. Yes, I am. I'm using
so
that as
Jets,
an input here.
The Jets are the ones that are paying Justin Fields, right? So
yeah, I'm not saying
Jets
it's the right move,
learn,
Terry. Terry, I'm not saying it's right, the right move. I'm saying it's debatable. You're acting like I'm crazy for even debating it or thinking differently than you. I mean, you can have the opinion that Justin Fields might be a better option than Mason Rudolph. I think it's circumstantial. That's my opinion. If you tell me Mason Rudolph for 8 versus Justin Fields for 40, I'm taking Mason Rudolph for 8. I'm just saying we can have the debate. It's not black and white.
No, I understand the debate. I'm just saying it really isn't worth. I don't see us having less of a record if Rodgers doesn't come and play.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
You're talking maybe the difference between 1 or 2 games tops.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If he can stay healthy for the entire year, and then you're still going to see Mason Rudolph in there. And I hope Mason has a hell of a year.
I hope he does too.
I hope he does great. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers comes here, great. If he doesn't come here, that's great too. We should have enough draft picks to get somebody like Aller, or if what the Arch Manning actually does declare and come out. You know, so I don't know how the draft's going to shake out next year, and I hope we don't tank just because as much as it might be beneficial, it just stinks watching bad football games, just like it stinks watching bad baseball games.
Oh, where do you see bad baseball, Terry? Stop.
Baseball's a dying sport. But it's just terrible to watch those bad games. You know, it's going to be a tough year, and then we got to wait another year for a potential quarterback.
Yeah.
So
I hear you, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Going to move along to Mike in Bethel Park. Wants to talk about the Steelers. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay? I'm just getting out of the tunnel, but where I disagree was the focus on let's tank this season so we can get the best quarterback potentially in the draft next year. I think that rarely occurs. If you look at where the last several top draft picks came from, and also that there's been quarterbacks that were overlooked many times that end up being far more productive. I mean, I don't like the idea, number one. But I also agree with the sentiment that there's no way the Steelers are going to go, oh, it's 6.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to tank either, Mike. I don't know about you. I don't think that's in their DNA.
No, it isn't. I mean, I look at, you know, I think it's really foolish to really focus on we need to rebuild the whole team, so let's start with the quarterback, and he's going to be the answer to all. And I think you just get lucky sometimes. You get lucky with a high draft pick, and you pick the best quarterback, or you get lucky because you picked a guy that might have been in the 3rd or 4th round that end up being much better than you thought. You know, Brock Purdy being, you know, Mr. Irrelevant being picked, and he's a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, guys that were picked in the past, Trevor Lawrence, best college quarterback, impressive, but he hasn't done anything. You know, Cam Newton for Carolina. What a great college quarterback. And had some flashes of greatness in the pros, but just didn't pan out the way that, you know, the franchise would have hoped. And you know, it's a gamble. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a crapshoot no matter where you pick. I mean, it's you got to pick the right guy. You got to develop them. You have to have a system fit. All that stuff. But I mean, you're not nothing in the NFL until you figure out the quarterback position. So until the Steelers do that long term, maybe it's Mason. Maybe it's, I don't know, to Terry's point, maybe Justin Fields comes. Well, Terry didn't make this point, but maybe he comes back in a couple years. I don't know. Doesn't matter what the solution is. They need to find it before we're really talking about anything serious. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Greg in Youngstown. Wants to talk about the Steelers. What's up, Greg?
Hey, here's my prediction, and I'm going to put my neck on the line. We go 11-6, and the Ravens, Lamar gets hurt halfway through the season like he always does every 2 years. We play Denver in the championship game. We win. We play Green Bay in the Super Bowl because that's the script they want this year. Aaron Rodgers against Green Bay in the Super Bowl. That's our prediction. I'm going with it. I think we have enough talent. I think Lamar's going to get hurt. I think the Bengals stink. I think the Browns stink. So Bengals are the worst defense in football. So I think we can do it. I think we have a chance. That's a script I'm going with this year. We play Green Bay in the Super Bowl, and Aaron Rodgers walks off with the trophy.
All right. Very well. Appreciate the call, Greg. Steelers in the Super Bowl, huh, Limits?
How about that? Greg usually brings the boom against the teams. Now he's all on board.
I know.
Greg, put your money in, Greg.
He took the happy stuff today.
He's feeling it on a Friday, Jason. He's probably had some donuts this morning, maybe a couple of cups of coffee. And
yeah.
Greg he's feeling the NFL schedule love.
I should have asked him what he thinks the Pirates are going to do against the Phillies. Maybe he thinks they're going to sweep.
Sweep them. Yeah. Yep. They're going to outscore them 25-4.
That's right.
In this series. Who knows?
Greg's all about it. He's made that gigantic hard left turn. All positivity now from our friend Greg in Youngstown. Rich in the van. In the van? What kind of van, Rich? What are you driving?
I'm a delivering van.
Okay.
I know why they benched Fields. You guys stated it. He just missed too many wide open receivers after the Raiders game. The team wanted him out.
I disagree with you. I mean, I think the plan all along was to go to Russ when he was healthy. I mean, you bring Russ in here, you're going to play him. Now, I agree with you that they probably didn't go back to Fields because they didn't think that he could give them a good enough chance to win because of the missed throws, because of the lack of aerial game the Steelers offense had. But I don't know. Terry was talking about this, and I viewed that move as inevitable, that they were going to give Russ a chance to play. So maybe we can debate that or just feel on different ways about it. But I don't know. I don't think it had anything to do directly with the Raiders' performance. I don't think they just said, you know, oh, you played bad this game, so we're going to go to another guy. Like, no, Russ was healthy and ready to go, so they turned things over to Russ.
And the other thing I'd like to see is the tush push with the Will, the quarterback from Ohio State, with Mount Washington and another offensive lineman behind him.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Neil in Coriopolis. Wants to talk about the Steelers. What's up, Neil?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch on you guys with Ray were talking about the draft picks from the first rounds. And I think that's, you know, terrible that all that those picks that are wasted and are no longer here. But I wanted to touch on, like, where last week they were talking about lack of leadership. Like, when Najee left, there was no leaders when he got drafted. And I just thought that it was, if you keep Juju around, you keep, because like he should have got Deontay's money. He was a better blocking receiver. He was more of a team person. I know he was a TikTok distraction, but then we get rid of James Conner, who would have been a 5-year captain. Then we get rid of Kevin Dotson, who would have been like, who was, I think, a better player, but I don't think him and Tomlin ever really got along. But he got paid elsewhere and is a great lineman with the Rams, I believe. So I just think that, like, not only did they miss on some of those first-round picks, that they've gotten rid of some guys that they probably shouldn't have and would have been good for the locker room, especially the past since Ben left. Like, I mean, Juju took a pay cut to stay here for Ben's last year, and it's not like he was a terrible receiver. He had a 95-yard touchdown with the Lions. He wasn't washed up. I think right now he's only, like, 27 years old. He's the youngest receiver to ever have 1,500 yards at 20 years old. I mean, I just don't know why we got rid of him. That, like, you know, guys like Connor, who are still doing pretty decent. I know he was injury prone when he was here, but he's still doing decent in Arizona. So that's, you know, those are my thoughts on those guys.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it, man. I understand and agree a little bit. I mean, they've had too much roster turnover. I don't think you can lump all of these guys together in the same conversation and say the same thing that led to Kevin Dotson is the same thing that led to Juju, is the same thing that led to James Conner. I mean, they're different players, different positions, different scenarios. I do think one of the contributing factors with where the Steelers are at right now, and maybe this is, you know, it all adds up to Mike Tomlin and how we feel about Mike Tomlin, is just the amount of changeover there and so many new faces and having to corral that. I mean, that's how you establish a culture. It doesn't matter what sport you're in. You have guys that are there for a period of time and set standards, and people have to fall in line there, and the Steelers haven't done that. I think baseline, it's production. If you're productive, you're going to stay. If you're productive, you're going to have a role. If you're productive, people are going to look at you like you're a leader. And if you're the right player and you're used the right way, you're going to be productive. So I think some of that stuff gets overcooked. I think we hear a lot, even us in the media, we make a big deal about locker room leadership or whatever. A guy can be a jerk in some ways. I mean, not ways that are detrimental to the team, detrimental to a team culture, whatever. Like, he doesn't need to be warm and fuzzy. If somebody's productive, you're going to live with it. You're going to tolerate him. He can be at least a little bit of a leader, but the baseline has to be productivity. And I don't think those guys here, for a variety of reasons, some their own, some how they were used, some Matt Canada, just weren't productive enough. What do you think, Lemon?
It's just kind of the crux of it. If you're not productive enough, regardless of what's surrounding you, you're not going to be able to stick around for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're good, you'll stick around and you'll probably grow up and you'll become a leader and have an increased voice and all this stuff. And it just kind of perpetuates. All right, let's step out of the Steelers for a second. Brock in Pittsburgh wants to talk about the Pirates. What's up, Brock?
Hey, I just think at the end of the day that the Pirates are going to lose 100 games this year. And I think Skeens is gone in the offseason.
Why is that?
I just think that there's absolutely no direction with this team. I think that the team that they're putting out on the field is just a hodgepodge of absolutely nothing. And I think that at the end of the day, you're going to have to pick between Skeens and Jones. And I think that they're going to pick Jones, and it's going
to
be the
wrong
decision.
Why do they have to pick between Skeens and Jones?
They're both going to be worth a lot of money. They're both great arms. And you're going to have to pick. They're both going to be worth a lot of money. And the ownership that's up there right now, I don't think that you're going to be able to keep both.
Okay. You're allowed to think that. I don't agree with you. And I don't think it matters how much they're worth. I mean, they're under contract. If the Pirates wanted to stick with those guys for the next...
But in the end game, I think that in three, four years, you know, one's going to be on the Dodgers and one's going to be on the Yankees.
Well, I agree with you in 3-4 years, but not now. I mean, you're saying they have to trade them. They don't have to trade them. They can keep them for another year of team control, and then they have 3 years of arbitration. So, I mean, they can keep them in their cheap labor for now.
I may have misworded that, but I'm talking future. Like, that's all my bad. But
okay. All right. I mean, if you're saying they're going to have to trade them eventually, I completely agree with you, Brock.
But
I don't think they're going
to
extend
them. Point, I think the Pirates' focus right now has to be working with Skeens and Jones to keep them no matter what. As an organization, I feel
that's not
going to
happen. That's not going to happen, Brock. That's not going to happen. I mean, if you're Paul Skeens, why would you hitch your wagon to the Pirates right now? If you want to win, if you want to win a world championship, what have you seen in Pittsburgh that would entice you to stay?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I agree with you.
And it ends there. It ends there. There's no amount of money the Pirates would ever give Paul Skeens to convince him to give up years of free agency, which for him means years of winning and competing for a championship, to stay here. I mean, I guess if you paid him a stupid amount of money, maybe he would change his mind. The Pirates aren't going to do that.
Yeah, but I feel like as an organization, you have to at least try.
Okay. I mean, sure.
I mean, you have to try. You fail
sure.
If you don't.
Yeah. I mean, they have to try to put a better team on the field. That's what they need to do.
I've been saying it since we drafted it. Skeens is a big city guy. He's not going to stay in Pittsburgh, but as the Pirates, you have to try.
I'll tell you this about Paul. He's going to stay where he can win. He's going to go where he can win. That guy's the ultimate competitor.
As a baseball player, you should.
Yeah. If the Pirates were, like, really, really competitive and really, really good, let me tell you what. Paul Skeens would not care about his surroundings one bit. We could be living in the middle of the mountains with no internet or cell service. If Paul Skeens was going to win a World Series here, he'd stay. He's not. So he's probably going to move along.
I mean, I don't think there's a future in the next 10 years where they even compete for one.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Brock. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. Get to a couple more. Jim in Imperial wants to talk about the Steelers. What's up, Jim?
Hey, listen, let me start by saying I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm a Lions fan.
Well, then we can't take your call, Jim. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding.
So, listen, looking at the Steelers this year, and I've lived here 27 years, so I've been watching you guys a long time. Looking at the Steelers this year, I think they're going to lose all four to the NFC North. I think they're going to lose at least three to the AFC North, their own division. And I think they're going to lose to Buffalo. I think they've got eight, nine wins, or losses, rather, on the table. And, you know, seven, eight, nine, ten losses maybe on the plate for this year for the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Jim. I think we're both right there. I think you said losing three of four to the NFC North. Am I getting that correct, or did you say all four?
Yeah. No, I think they'll lose all four. I think that's
I think they can beat Chicago.
Really strong division.
I think they can beat Chicago. I do. Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, no. But I think they can beat Chicago.
Chicago's an outlier this year. We're not sure what we're going to get there. Either in the division, but I have Detroit at a conservative 12 wins this year. I still think they'll win the division, though.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. One more. Yeah. Alan in the car wants to talk about Arch Manning. What's up, Alan?
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm really tired of people calling in and saying how the Steelers need to tank or use their draft capital to move up and take Arch Manning if he comes out. Here's the simple facts about Arch Manning. In two seasons at Texas, he couldn't beat out a seventh-round draft pick. So we have nothing to say that he's a savior. In fact, if his name was Arch Smith, not only would people not be asking for him, they wouldn't even know who he is.
Yeah, I think you might be creating a bit of a straw man, Alan, or maybe I'm not hearing the same stuff you are. I mean, I hear 2026 Steelers quarterback, and I think they should take, you know, if they're in a position to, the best quarterback that they can possibly get. I'm not married to it being Arch Manning. I mean, shoot, Drew Aller becomes that guy,
year.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we may see Arch play next year and totally blow our minds. But at this point in time, everybody's asking about Arch Manning, and he's done absolutely nothing.
Okay. I mean, I just – every time I hear a conversation about the Steelers and a quarterback in 2026, it doesn't end with Arch Manning. Maybe you're hearing different conversations than me. I think we're probably saying the same thing.
I'm just talking about the callers who keep bringing him up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I get it. That's a fair point. I mean, Arch Manning has a lot to prove. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of attention there because of his last name, but – beating out Quinn Ewers was not something that he was able to do consistently last season. There's a lot of potential there. Maybe he plays his butt off for Texas this year. That'd be awesome, and the Steelers take him. I don't know. To me, there's a lot of TBD there, and thank you for the call, Alan. I appreciate it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.